if you were going to describe Nashville to somebody and...
Well, I refer to them as north side, east side, west side, you know.
Well,
that's really the only way I refer to
it. Put off.
If I was going to say, let's go play tennis, I would more than likely say, let's go on the north side, because that's closer to me. Uh-huh. Now, I live what you would call on the extreme east side. I live on the northeast section. But the tennis courts that I play on, in most cases, are at Centennial Park and Hadley Park, and they're on the north side.
Centennial's on
the north? I consider this being on the north because it's on 22nd Avenue North.
Oh, I see. You got anything on this side of Broad?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Broad, you're right. Broad actually kind of separates it for a lot of us. You know. Mm-hmm. Now everything on this side, which it would be, this was the south side. So you know, everything out here would be south. Vanderbilt would be on the south side, but actually Vanderbilt is much closer to Centennial Park than I am. You know, it's in walking distance, and I couldn't walk up there from my house.
Okay, what would you call the main offices of the, you know, where are the main offices of all the large banks located?
I suppose they're downtown. I very rarely go downtown.
Okay.
You know, like Hamilton Bank, I know it's downtown. What's the one? First American. The only reason I do that is because those are the two that I do business with. You know, the banks here are moving actually to the suburban areas, and I guess those are branches, though. So the main branch would be downtown, as far as I know.
Okay, what would you call the center of town?
To me, it's just downtown.
Yeah, okay.
Now, it would depend on where I am. Over here, it's downtown. If I was over on the north side, it may be uptown. You know.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Not really. A long time ago, everybody used to refer to it as uptown. And, you know, after a while, we changed it to downtown. Mm-hmm. So now it's downtown. You know, I guess it's just a local colloquialism mm-hmm. or something like that. You know.
Yeah, have you seen much change in Nashville? You have?
Yeah. In buildings and that sort of thing. It has changed. It's not, doesn't seem to be growing a lot in the center, downtown, if you will, but it's growing on the outer edges. My, like, the subdivision that I live in is growing. The subdivisions all around, the satellite subdivisions around the city are growing. And the banks that you just mentioned are going to the suburbs, you know.
Now, what is the name of your area, or just your
Haynes,
area?
Haynes Manor.
Haynes Manor? Mm-hmm. You know, are there different neighborhoods that can be identified with particular nationality groups and ethnic groups and religious groups?
I think you can identify them by ethnic groups, but I don't know about religious. I don't think you can do that. And nationality either. Well, you know, there's no one place that the Italian people live that I know of. It may be, but all of them I know work here, or either I play tennis with them or something like that, and they live wherever they want to live. You know. Mm-hmm. So,
where would you say is the black section of town and the white, or is there?
Okay, generally speaking, and this is not a good generality at all, but generally speaking, I would say that they live on, you know, in the suburban areas, and we're talking about areas like Bellmead, which is in the, I would say, the southwestern part of Nashville. I'm not sure about that. In the southwestern part of Nashville. Madison and Old Hickory, which is in kind of the eastern part of the city. Those would be the two areas that I would say are generally where the affluent might live. Now, you got the north. It's where a large portion of the black people live, and then the south again in Antioch and in that area would be a place where